If y'all don't know, welcome. No Androids in the Chat podcast. It is I, Daryl. I am here with my boys, my co-hosts, partners in crime. I got Cody and I got Will. And we're going to dive right into it. We were singing it. The Diddler.
The Diddler.
Puff, the Diddler. Puff Daddy. Puff. Love, brother love.
Oh my God, that's true, huh?
Man, why does the Diddler sound like a perverted stripper name? I'm just saying.
It kind of does, though, low-key. It kind of does.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Diddler.
The Diddler. And then he comes out in green underwear and a cane.
And unzip your pants and give you some pink cocaine.
Oh, no.
The Diddler.
Will.
No, please don't.
He's a kill the visual.
Well, world don't know by now, it's pretty obvious what's going on. Homeland Security showed up to the mansions, bro. It's GG's, like.
Yes.
Come on. Like
the crazy part is when like there's like pictures of his plane and everybody's like, dang, he's on a run. I was like, oh no, he not.
I thought it was lit. I ain't gonna
Me
lie.
Too. I was like, there. Me too. That's the first thing. I was like, damn, he's really like that guy.
I low-key wanted it to be like a blaze of glory like that, but shoot the plane down. He had to hop out the parachute. Like, I really
like
wanted
an action movie.
Yeah. He hop on a jet, he a billionaire, an evil billionaire. He got like a secret island that's fortified.
But you know who we need to call if he is a villain? I'll call Travis Scott with that brown Batman suit.
Like I said, that's literally when people were like showing him in his little Diddler costume. Oh my God. Like this, I kept seeing this everywhere. Bro, it was like, and then all I thought about was,
who's gonna stop the Diddler? Travis Scott.
It's Travis Scott. This is all I could see in my
Travis
head.
Travis Scott,
like, oh my
AKA
God,
Brown Man.
Cockroach guy.
Brown like, what, man.
What is
Roach man?
That really did look like one.
That's crazy.
I don't know why he did that. That's funny. But anyway, so the Diddler, we thought he was on the run. I'm not gonna lie.
Not for real. For real.
Turns to find out, whatever, that he was in Miami. They pulled up on him at the airport. They took his cell phone. Every electronic, they arrested his alleged drug mule, which I didn't even know that was like a thing. You could have the drug mule on the side,
right?
Walking with you, like, bro, what? Crazy. So,
yeah,
it's not looking good, boys.
It's not.
It's not. It's like not at all.
Nope. Like, the crazy part too to me is, when I first saw it, I was like, damn, they raided all three of his mansions. And then I was like, I saw the pictures of the plane, like, landed somewhere. And I was like, okay, so he's on the run. So, like, where is he? Because then there was no pictures. There was no article that said he was been arrested. So I'm thinking, like, what the hell? And then I think I was watching Axe Stream or something like that. And then there's a video of him, like, pacing back and forth. So I'm like, wait, time out. Did he escape the law? Or did he,
bro? Like, what happened? Is like, TMZ is the feds. There's no way.
I promise you. TMZ, they're the masters of spoilers.
Because how did they get that? How did they know he was there? That's crazy.
I just want to know how much money did that video cost? Like, how much did they pay that dude off for that 5-second video of him pacing back and forth? Like, how much money? Like, bro, I got for these video. How much do you want?
At first, it looked like, at first, they were reporting it like he fled the country type.
Yes.
Thing.
Yep.
He already left.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn, that's crazy. He left his kids.
That, yo, That's the other thing. He left his kids handcuffed, and people were like, well, they was in it on it too, which I didn't know. I guess he said the boys were like helping him like spike the drinks or some shit. That's what
spike the drinks, said. Get the underage girls.
Bruh. Now my question is what was the name of that drug that he supposedly had?
Tusi. T-U-C-I. Pink cocaine. It's ecstasy and cocaine mixed together.
Wow.
Tusi?
I didn't even know of this.
Well, I'll be a monkey's.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Pink cocaine.
Pink cocaine.
Yeah. I didn't know it came in different colors. I wonder what the orange hidden. Like,
bro.
like different strands of Kush or something.
Yeah, like different colors, different results.
Yo, this drug can also be inserted into and absorbed through the
yo, what happened to Diddy's like a villain and this is like his evil like power up. Like he turns into the Diddler when he sniffs this.
So he's like Bane from Batman, like he
yeah. Sniffs the so when he
you guys are fucking hilarious.
He just bro. Turned into the Diddler.
The Diddler.
Just get mad aggressive.
Seriously, I mean, because like he's so aggressive, like he's been has so many allegations with different people, Cassie, and just allegedly so many people, men and women, unfortunately.
Yeah, man, I don't.
And then the one thing that for me, that kind of made him look guilty, why would you pay Cassie $30 million to shut her mouth?
Because that was already given. Yeah.
I'm just like, because I'm sure she ain't say the full thing of what was going on or what took place. And if she was to go in full depth, yeah, he would have been ruined.
I honestly think, too, that
when those leaks came out, when Cassie fouled and the leaks came out, mm-hmm. and they said he was having freak offs and they said Diddy and a freako.
Yeah, he a freako.
I would have paid $30 million yeah. too, saying yeah. I'm in a freako. What?
$30 million? Yeah, nigga, pay me like $50 million, and I'll be quiet.
That's yeah. And I thought that was the extent of it, but all of this extra, well, I'm not trying to downplay what happened to her, but like all this extra stuff we're learning about now is just like more questions, right?
Seriously.
Like, who knew? Like, okay, Diddy knew everybody in the industry. So like, who knew?
Right.
I learned something new. I learned that if you have an NDA agreement and you settle out of court, if the feds give you a subpoena, it supersedes the NDA.
Now that's something.
Daryl got lawyer friends. Okay,
he do apparently. Jesus. So I mean, yeah.
So kind of like what we were talking about before. Sorry, I'm trying to fix my mic. Like, so since Diddy knew everybody, who knew? Where's Jay-Z right now? Right? Where's Usher? That was a little sus. I remember when he went over to video. Didn't he go to Bali a month ago, Daryl? I remember Joe was like, oh, how convenient. What happened to like all Trey the songs. Bieber videos look weird now, the Trey songs, like so
the now, Bieber videos look wild.
They look mad sus now, like mad sus, bro.
Man, when he said he was gonna give Bieber one of his Ferraris next year, I was like, oh no.
I sent the video where he was like, why didn't you call me back or whatever? I was like, and it's young Bieber too. It's not even like assimilated into black culture Bieber. It's like little
one less lonely girl.
Yeah, the bangs Bieber. It's like
baby.
Yes. It's like one of yes. It's,
why didn't you call me back?
It looks real weird now, dude.
Yeah. Cause I mean it's been alleged he did something to B2K back then.
Ooh. Ooh.
You're breaking news, Cody. You got to break that.
Yeah, down. Ooh.
I ain't hear that one.
Yeah, this is just something just quick that I heard that he did something with, I think, like Omarion and all of them. And I think the band as well. So I'm like, because literally, because me and Daryl talked about this. Like, anytime he works, look, anytime he works with somebody, it's never long term. It's like it'll be up to a certain point, and all of a sudden, it'll go to crap.
And then the person always got something bad to say. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Because didn't he try to mess with, like, Danity Kane or something like that?
That one was of the girls? Yeah, that was his group, but he tried to mess with
Aubrey.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say, sorry, with
A. She's the one that's always vocal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Diddy. I'm sorry, Diddler.
The Diddler.
I just can't even. Bro, like, we talked about beforehand, like, it's funny as fuck, but like, back when he was with J-Lo, like, was that a thing? Like, when did this start? Like, did you amass so much money that just playing stuff became boring and you just had to
just turned into a supervillain, a bisexual supervillain? I don't know.
It's weird, but like,
a bisexual,
you're just so bored, and then to involve your sons and your family is wild to me too.
That's real.
When
they both dated Lori.
Yes, that was already crazy enough.
Wait, what happened?
The son dated Lori Harvey first, and then Diddy dated her after. It was weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just like, well, I'm sorry, your daddy's better, okay?
It's weird, bro. She weird for it, too.
She said she wanted to keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
From son to daddy, dang.
But yeah, with everything going on, so Homeland Security, they got whatever they wanted, whatever they needed.
Uh-huh.
When they pulled up on Diddy, they took his cell phone, all his electronics. They arrested his drug mule, allegedly. And I think they're going to try and tie Diddy to everything.
A lot of
the root, like the Tupac murder.
Okay, wait, time. Oh, well, go ahead.
All the way up to Cassie.
And
everything in between.
To add all that, he had, like, what, hidden cameras everywhere anyways? That's bro. Yep,
recording everything.
Man, my guy was doing some creepy.
He was recording the freak-offs.
Wow.
Damn, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised if them videos is on the black market right now.
So, like, he could blackmail people and stuff is all I'm thinking, and he probably could catch his... They probably could catch up to some shit, too, on them. So,
that's sad, bro.
Man. It's on some Epstein Island type stuff, bro.
Yeah.
So with this going on, and you see them pacing back and forth, I know that walk. I did that walk a couple
that's
of times.
That's that angry walk.
That's that. That ain't no anger. That's
you fucked up, bro. You got to
like,
get it.
I'm fucked up. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Not enough What's money that? To save you for this one, bro.
Wow.
That's before you start like praying for real.
Like, that's when you, God,
like, get on your knees, like,
please get me out of this. I'll never do this again. And then
too late.
Get out of it, you do it again.
It's too late. I don't think he's getting out of this, if I'm being honest.
I think he goes self delete, bro.
Yeah.
So I heard people say that because I don't
they gonna force him to self delete.
Because I don't see him he's doing time. I don't know how long, but he's, I don't think he's escaping. He's going to do time. Some.
I think he's going to buy his own bail. Pay his own bail, is what I mean.
That don't matter.
He's going to end up in there, bro.
The only thing that he could have did when he had the chance was to go to a different country that has no
extradition. Yeah, extradition.
But it's too late because they already notified him and they're like, yo, if you go anywhere and we try and it turns out that we got to arrest you, it don't matter where you go because we're going to get you.
I find you. Yep.
It don't matter what country you go to, nothing.
TMZ will be there.
They got it down to where actively right now, like other countries, if he try to fly to them right now, they'll reject it.
They'll deny the landing. Yeah. He has to go land where, like, the cartels or some shit in the mountains or something.
Yeah. You have to go like, you have to find like a private island for real.
And then who gonna fly you? Because you gonna have to pay me out, bro. If I'm about to get locked up with you for harboring a fugitive, you better pay me out.
I need you to send $50 million.
So
wire that to my family.
Yeah, right now. Let me see it first.
Because I'm definitely snitching on you too.
After you get paid,
this fucking super villain over here, the diddler.
He said, "I'm definitely."
He had a gun to my head and made me fly him to some uncharted island.
Oh, wee.
Absolutely. Yeah, bro. I
don't think he's gonna make it out. And I don't want to sound dark. I just don't think he's gonna make it out alive. Like they're gonna try to unalive him. He got too. If he got what I think he got too much information on people very high up there to where it's like conspiracy theorist hat Daryl is like, did they go there to get evidence or did they get there or did they go there to get evidence, like delete the shit, get rid of it,
right,
and then frame, not even frame, because I think he did some dirty wild shit. But like, put it all on him, make him the face of it.
Exactly. Which, bro, I can't even.
The Diddy documentary is going to be
wild.
Like 20 years from now, when they remake this documentary, it's going to be wild.
And then, can I also say real quick that can we like, I don't know how to. Can I sign a petition that like separates the man from the music? Because
I'm
tired of canceling people and their whole catalogs I cannot play. Okay.
Listen, the R. Kelly thing.
Please, please. I'm begging
you. R. Kelly, he's canceled. For the songs that he's canceled for the songs that directly link to the girls.
Okay. Like, okay.
Your body's calling. Seems like you're ready. We know the backstory behind it.
So we do. Okay.
But like, Step in the Name of Love. Like, come on, bro.
Okay.
Step in the Name of Love.
Ignition remix. He wasn't talking about little girl.
No.
That's true. I'm just saying. Like, I'm not excusing.
But Diddy, I can't like, do it. Like,
dude,
like, I can't not play something that Diddy produced.
It's damn near impossible. From
it's very tough. That's like half of 90s hits.
I was just gonna say, we talking about from the 90s all the way.
Bro. Like, name an artist in the 90s, and one of their best songs is produced by like either Diddy or the Hitmen. It's too difficult, bro. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's like no Mariah Carey.
Yeah, like, let's be real. Okay, we talked about Mary J.
Cody would be fine with that because he doesn't like
Cody's it. Fine with that, but everybody else, you lose that catalog. It's crazy because I still...
No Faith Evans.
Yeah, bro.
No Total.
Well...
No 112.
Wait, hold on. Wait. I'm trying to remember.
No Biggie.
What song did he produce with Mary? I'm trying to remember.
All her music?
I was gonna say, how's it not all? Here, let me just pull it up.
Yeah,
she's a bad boy artist.
Cody. Yeah,
was she?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Cody, if you're not into music like that. Yes. Look. He served as executive producer for Mary J's debut album, like literally in '92 and '94.
Okay.
In '92 and '94. Look, I can't play no more Jodeci? Nah, come on, bro.
Whoa.
Come on, bro. No, come on.
Forever, my lady.
Come on, bro. There's no way. Like, yeah, no.
Well,
I feel you.
No, I seen this meme. They were like, what they say? They had the one track. What was the I need a girl, right? And how Diddy's part was like the brother, how we fight, play the
that's my jam.
We would play fight undercovers, like you my brother or some shit like that. But yeah, I was like, oh my
god, he was actually playing with a brother.
Oh yeah, bro. No,
hey,
no.
I seen a comment on one of these Diddy posts Meek Mill post, it had me crying, bro.
What happened? What they say?
Crying real tears. The comment said, Cheek Mills. That's all it said.
Because y'all seen the video I sent in the group chat, huh?
Cheek Mills.
Yes.
That was crazy. I was like, dang.
They said him doing that front flip on that trampoline into Diddy's backyard. Nobody's watching.
That is crazy.
Oh, man, bro. They was going wild on Meek.
Meek is not the only one. There's going to be more. Because there's some that I'm thinking in my head right now, like, yeah, it might have been you too, bro.
Yeah, I
think Diddy was smacking him. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. He was taking him shopping, no bro.
Diddy.
No Diddly.
Wait, who did he isn't that 50? Isn't that 50 where he was like, I'm gonna go take you shopping? 50's like, nah, I don't okay, shit, bro. I just
put that together. That's the origin of their beef right there.
I just put that together. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait, Daryl, bring up the 50 part. What's up with 50 and his baby mom?
The court documents came out today, right?
Yeah.
And it had Young Miami, the Asian woman that Young Miami got into it, remember, when she said, like, I can make Diddy, blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Right.
So her, and then 50 Cent baby mom. So those three were, like, the madams for each of the mansions. That's how Diddy operated. He was a sick nigga, bro. Like, he had Young Miami in Miami at the Miami mansion. And then he had 50 baby mama at the New York mansion. And he had the Asian woman at the Cali mansion. So he would rotate around and he would do his freak offs and they would arrange everything for him.
That's crazy, bro.
And Young Miami was like his drug supplier, too.
That's wild. That is fucking funny, man. Oh my gosh.
And she used her cousins. Like, her cousins was like in the
part of it.
When the private jet took off, right? When they got the jet in Antigua. It was Young Miami cousin was on the plane.
Oh crap. Okay.
They were celebrating spring break.
Are you serious? Wow. Okay.
And Diddy was allegedly about to fly out on a different plane with two girls and the white dude.
Oh, man. Okay, that was the plan. Okay.
That's why he got caught up in Miami.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was confused. Yeah, the whole thing was that. And then, like I said,
when they approached him, he was on the tarmac. Like, he was about to go in the jet.
Psych.
So when they arrested the dude, the white dude, it was right there at the plane. And then that's when they found him pacing back and forth, all panicking and shit. But bro, to put things in perspective, when Michael Jackson was accused the second time of being a child molester, they sent the FBI to his mansion.
To Neverland.
Homeland Security is like counterterrorism.
Yeah, I was like terrorist. Like,
domestic terrorism, like threats to national security. They sent them over there. And they came through with helicopters, boats, planes, military tanks, like the whole shebang. So
to each one of them.
It makes you think, like, and nobody, we all speculating that it's sex trafficking.
Right.
But they're treating it like it's like he an international mob boss type shit.
He's a threat, like a domestic threat type shit.
Until they release why they did the raids, we're just speculating right now. We speculating in sex trafficking, but
hey, he's might
be worse. It might be murder, hits, a whole bunch of shit.
It is looking real nasty.
Stuff. Yeah.
He's looking like a real villain. He's really the diddler. He's a bisexual supervillain, bro.
Yeah, man, it's looking nasty.
It so is. He's
And we share the same birthday.
Ooh.
You do?
Yeah, ooh, man.
So every time you have a birthday.
Oh man,
the diddler.
The diddler.
Darn you, Diddler.
Damn. That's wild, dude. Yeah, I know.
I care about life, not Diddler.
Hey, Usher, what you been up to, my guy? Let's.
I feel bad for Biebs, bro. Damn.
This is crazy.
Yeah, that's predatory.
This is crazy.
Yeah, man.
This is crazy.
So, like.
So then, like, it questions now, like, okay, who else, like you said earlier, Will, like, who else is involved with this? Like, outside of music celebrities, does any other celebrity know?
Like, oh, you know, it goes actors for sure. And that's not even like B list, like top of the A.
Like the Will Smiths and stuff. Yeah.
It's hard to even say
like that level. That Will Smith, but that level.
Yeah, because like even, oh man, it's crazy.
It might go up to like Leo status.
Oh,
I mean, Leo likes the young.
Wow.
Which is wild.
Wait, he do?
He be liking them young girls. All his things he be messing with are always like the younger. I mean, by any stretch of the imagination, Leo's not old per se, but he's not young. But he'd be like messing with some young things.
50s, 40s?
Let's look it up.
Because, because the actor community and the music community are, like, right next to each other.
Definitely.
50 years. 49, 49. 50-year-old.
Wow.
Okay.
So he liked them young.
I mean, hopefully it's legal young. Please. I don't want to put that on him.
We don't need the acting version of R. Kelly, okay? Please.
Nah.
But yeah, man, I don't think Diddy gonna make this out. I think it's no way out.
So,
literally.
So if he ends up serving time, how much time do y'all think he gonna get?
I don't think Diddy is serving a fucking day, Cody. I think Diddy is self-deleting. He's out of here.
Gerald's saying he out of here. I'm gonna say
he either out of here voluntarily or they gonna make him be out of here.
I don't see him. I think he's gonna get time. I just don't know how much it would be. I don't know that he would be the type to get comfortable in jail. So I just say that.
You got maybe too much information.
Yeah, you do. This is
it probably runs all the way to the top.
Bro, what if they find out he really did have something to do with the like
if he had something to do with Tupac, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, what if they end up finding something?
That'll be insane.
That would break the internet.
That would break the internet.
Because I'm like, we only 3 months in and the craziness just keeps getting crazier.
Right. Low key,
like,
that might have been prophetic, bro. on that pod episode, he said, "This is the year of exposure." That nigga don't have
volumes, yeah.
Yep,
it's been steadily going, like in all realms of entertainment, like in the sports world, people are getting exposed.
Yeah,
entertainment, music,
in the sports world,
church.
Remind me, what happened in sports?
Remember when Stephen A. finally addressed Jason Whitlock?
Oh yeah,
never mind. Shannon,
yeah,
you're right. The shade that Shannon was throwing at Skip.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, Lord, geez.
Yeah.
What else?
Yep. No, you're right.
Yeah, there's a couple. And then music, of course, and then entertainment, comedy. Like, it's crazy, bro. Every month is like something new.
Yeah, it's weird, actually. I think about it.
Nah. He said that, and then it just keeps going. Yeah. It keeps going, and it's like major story, big story, medium story, little story. At the same time, just different people.
All the way through.
Even Will, you know this. See, the thing is, podcast breakup.
Oh God, that's a whole messy piece within itself, bro. That shit messy is crazy, dude.
It's messy.
Oh my God, I can talk
about it. But it exposed.
Yeah, Nah, that's wild though. That whole, yeah.
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 So it's just like everything's getting exposed. Like,
wait.
Lillian got exposed.
Okay, wait. Two things. One.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on, Bridget or Mandy's?
Cody, sit this one out, bro. You don't know this one. Sit this one out. Hold on.
I just want to hear. It was a girl podcast that Joe Budden used to have under his network. They left because of some things that happened. Some
kinky shit. Yeah. And then one girl left, then it turned into two girls. The two girls were doing it for about, 2 years. Mm-hmm. They stopped. And everybody was like, drama. And they tried to hide it. They tried to,
play nice.
Their last episode, they didn't appear in person. They really tried it. And then it just blew up, recently. Yep. I don't even know who threw the first shot. I just know Mandy went on that goddamn IG Live and she had the receipts, bro. And that's hard to beat.
Yeah.
So I'm Team Mandy. Okay. I'm Team Mandy, but I'm not a fan of Mandy. But I'm
okay. That's my take. That's my take.
Yeah.
Mandy makes great points. There's a couple flaws in it where she could have just she has receipts. It makes sense. But I don't like Mandy herself. She's too loud. She's too extra. I don't like it.
Personality.
Me neither. I'm more of a Bridget fan. So it sucks because she does have receipts and she does make logical sense, but I don't like her. So I just wanted to know what you thought. I literally
think so the same funny thing. You brought that up because I was thinking about that before we started recording. I was like, damn, Bridget, lazy as fuck. But I like Bridget though.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, I just wanted to know. And then my second thing was the Nickelodeon thing, bro.
Yeah, that got exposed this year, too. That's wild.
So, I didn't get to... I said I was going to watch it and just didn't have the time. But, I've seen all the clips and everything. Why is he not in jail, too? Why is he not... Why are they not at his house breaking down his shit, too?
I don't know. Again, it just ties into, it's so weird that these people make all this money and they're into weird, kinky, illegal shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they made the Diddy Dan Snyder connection.
Yeah. So
they kept showing that clip when Diddy was a guest and he told the kid to put the helicopter in his pants.
Yep. I saw it too. What? You think it's the money, bro? Or you think they just like that from the get, from the jump? Is it really the money and the power? Or
they say the money exposed what you really are. Oh, wow. It really is, whatever. So.
Bro, that's just weird, bro. I'm I saw somebody comment that and I was thinking the same shit. I was like, that's true. He should probably be in jail, bro. All of that shit is on a dock. There's evidence to back it up. There's literal footage of you. I saw the clip where he had he was behind hugging Miranda Cosgrove. Yeah, right. And that was just looking nasty, bro. How is that even?
Wait, what about she even Miranda
looks? Cosgrove? She even looks how Dan Snyder was behind her, hugging her, giving her a hug from the back. It was so awkward, and you could see her face. It was so not comfortable.
She wasn't comfortable
here. How is he not in jail, bro? How? It's just my question. I don't know.
The people around him got prison time for doing that, but he's the only one.
But not him. But not the guy.
I think what he does, I think he makes pedo content.
Yeah.
And I think...
Wait, you just say pedo content?
Yeah.
Wow. Pedo. I mean, he...
He puts cookie crumbs in there for them. To, sexualize.
Get off on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, and I remember seeing... listening to one of the interviews, how the black kid, he had to strip down naked to get into a fetus suit, and then I think he made a comment or something and made him cry, and I'm just like, this is like you made these kids uncomfortable with the shenanigans you're trying to do and all that, and then the racism on top of that and the sexual stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It low-key make me a little mad. Well, it makes me mad and too, but it's like, bro, our childhood is, we just didn't know. It was fucked. It was fucked. We got Diddy over here doing wild shit. You got fucking Nickelodeon behind the scenes. It's a fucking pedo ring and all this other weird shit. Like, it's like not good. Like, fuck.
And I used to watch all of that, and I didn't put two and two together as a kid. I'm like, oh my God, I was watching
it. Because it's like you putting adult content in a kid's TV show.
We would not know.
They were putting sex content in child acting.
So that's what I mean by adult. It's like,
yeah, it's weird. My parents were like, I couldn't watch Ren and Stimpy, but I could watch Nickelodeon, obviously. But just like years later, it's like, bro, it was just as bad. It was worse than Ren and Stimpy.
And my mom didn't want me to watch Harry Potter.
But you know what the funny thing is? But you know what the funny thing is? It's like when I got older and I've seen certain videos, they'd be like, wow, I didn't even notice this, you know, about Ren and Stimpy or about Rugrats or these different shows and stuff. Uh-huh. It had such adult content in it. And you're like, when you're a kid, you don't know. You're just watching it and enjoying it, ha ha ha. But then when you get older, you like, that was in there?
It's exactly.
Like, wow. Okay.
Like, that was that meant that. Like, I didn't know that. I thought it was just like fucking slime coming down. I didn't realize that it was.
Exactly.
It's just weird, bro. Wild shit. But yeah, it all ties in together with the Diddy thing. It's like, is Diddy the major villain in this story? No, he's not.
Snyder is his sidekick.
Yeah. The Diddler and the Snyder.
Maybe they should share a cell together or something, bro. Yeah,
bro, Diddy ain't gonna make it, bro. They're gonna make him the face of it.
I was watching Axe thing, and I think it was Whack was like, or maybe it's Axe who brought it up. Suge was like, he should be in jail with me. Yeah. Basically, I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know, bro. That's prayers to all the victims. Cody, he gonna do that for y'all, and that's crazy. Yeah. Insane. But okay, now we got that out the way, let's get into this rap beef.
Yes, let's do it. Let's look. Who do I even look up? Let's look up. I don't even. Hold on, let me open this on another tab. Who should I? I wanna.
Hold on, so I didn't know, and I wasn't aware at the time. Nobody was, but it is now to be known that Drake actually dissed Future first.
Wait, on what?
On Her Loss.
Wow. Oh, I did hear that. Okay.
More M's was about Future. There was another song, too. And then I know y'all seen it on Twitter, the We Don't Trust You album. The opposite titles of For All the Dogs. Yeah.
Actually, I can pull that up, too.
So, like all things with men, we either get into it over two things, money or women. I guess it doesn't matter where you're at. It applies. Because in reality, Drake and Future should never, and I mean never, beef over a woman. Like, what?
That's not even worth it.
Not worth it, man.
But I guess they're human like we are. So,
facts.
Well, because my thing is, it's like, really, like, be putting it into perspective, y'all are like too old to be beef and having issues over a woman. Like, you're too old for that. Future, you're 40. Drizzy, you're, you know, late 30s. Come on now. Like, y'all been, and plus y'all been in the game for so long. Y'all, you know, y'all gotta be a better examples to a lot of people, a lot of the younger artists.
Well,
just people in general.
I hear you. Allegedly, it was about pillow talking. And let me tell you, pillow talking can get you into some trouble.
It can.
Apparently.
That indeed.
Can.
Oh, I gotta pull this shit up. We're not gonna hear the audio because we're gonna get it canceled. But Ross and there smoking, chilling to the track.
Oh, man.
Ah, dude. Fucking rat beef. Gotta love it.
All right, let's get into it.
And then the sad part is, and then here's a crazy part though. Eminem, and I think it was in one of his songs, he pretty much prophesied about Drake's like downfall, like what, not downfall, but what's going to happen to him, and it's starting to really happen because he said that in like 2020. Now it's starting to happen, like in real time now, because you got Future, I think Future, Metro, Kanye, Rick Ross, and Nav.
Oh, Kanye, that was the him. Yeah. Sorry, keep going, Cody.
Completely unfollowed him. Yeah, yeah, he just completely unfollowed him on social media, and I'm just like, is it really that serious? Like, come on, man. And then Drake had. But I only seen one. I didn't know it was two, but he had one of his comebacks saying that, you know, he at that place where can't nobody F with him, so he could care less. And then recently, this was sent to me. Recently, there was a little somebody who decided to enter into the chat.
Who would that be?
He goes by the name of Ye.
Yes, yay.
Kanye West.
But okay, I don't know how I feel about this. That's why I texted the group chat because I was like, I want to talk about this later. Should Ye even be inserting himself in this?
Yes, and the reason why I say yes is because it's two different fronts. The first front is. He probably really feel that way. The second front is
I'm okay with that.
Kanye's fully independent now. He has to do like guerrilla tactics to like stand out. Okay, he got to do like
time out. Does like, he really?
He do. Yeah,
he does. But that's
he got to be a disruptor. That's the only way.
Okay.
Because everybody else is backed by a label. Kanye's by himself. And is he still a billionaire? I don't know. I think he still is. But yeah, even then, he's still got to insert himself in it. And plus, he a Gemini, so he's probably crazy.
Hmm. Yep.
Now, first off, him saying that he watched Kendrick on No More Parties in L.A., cap.
I was going to say that,
cap.
But...
Cap.
Watching Drake at the Free Hoover concert, that is valid. I agree.
Okay.
The fashion shit, I don't care about.
Me neither.
I made Yeezus. I like Yeezus. Dark Fantasy is a classic. Pablo Heart, Graduation, Throne. He said I made Runaway, Devil in a New Dress, Father Stretch My Hands. I'm the only person to be number one after getting canceled, which is valid.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, but now let me rebuttal. Wow, I shouldn't have stopped there. Rebuttal that we feel like Ye should say this. To me, Ye isn't. I don't know. Isn't on a tier of the big three, I guess. He's like an elder statesman, so he don't count to me. Ye, Jay, they don't ever have to say anything. Wayne, should never have to be in a who's your top five. Yes, if Wayne should be there. If he's not, like, exclude him because he's already – we don't
– Yeah.
I just generation above is what you're saying.
Yeah, I yes, and I assume like him he's and, already like there.
Kanye and Wayne are peers.
Yeah, so to me, when the big three are talking about GOAT talk, to me, and this – that's actually – Gerald said it. I think it's just generation I'm thinking. Kanye was before. He is a GOAT. But he's not in this time. I guess he's putting out music currently, so maybe I'm fucked up in thinking this. But to me, he's above them, so he doesn't need to involve himself in this little triangle of who we're trying to spin as the GOAT of the big three. To me,
I can see that because that's like if Jay-Z hopped down right now and said that I'm the best. It's like, yeah. Bro, what?
Oh, oh, no shit, Sherlock. You're
like three generations away.
Yes, no shit. And you're mad. You got mad money, accolades. Cool. Next. Yeah. We want to know. Yes, we know you're Jay-Z.
We want to know the blog era of rappers.
That's yeah, we're talking about these three plus Big Sean. No, just kidding. But. so that's wrong when I read this, I'm like, I want to talk about it because he didn't wash on No More Parties. Let's be clear on that. No, but
Kendrick, he did really good, but he ain't washed.
He ain't washed.
Kendrick slid on that one. So
exactly. But and I get him talking his ego talk. He is the GOAT. He's very influential in music and all of that shit. But I don't count him in this equation. So to me, it was almost like a Jay-Z coming down saying, you know, no, I'm the GOAT. And I'm like, no shit, bro. Move. We're talking about these three right here. I don't want to hear anything.
I feel like Kanye is the father. I feel like Kanye is the father of all three of them. You take the best quality of one of the big three and Kanye does it or did it. And throughout his career, you look at Cole, no, actually, if you look at Kendrick as an artist.
Oh, okay. Artistry. Yes, correct. Yes. Kanye does that.
Because each one
college
has
their own way. If you take Cole as the rapper, Throne, if you take Drake as the hit maker, Graduation era, it's.
Okay. So I like that, actually. I like that. Kanye has the art, my twisted all of the art of Kanye. I would even say him and Cole, production-wise, making beats, even starting from the very beginning.
I think Kanye's way better producer.
Beats.
Cole. Yeah.
For sure.
Because if you look to kind of help with you, what you're saying, Will, because looking at his history, when Kanye come out, he came out rapping. He came out and he made hits. Jesus Walks was a great talked about song through the wire. And then he evolved his sound and stuff over time. That's the
to the Drake era, which is like the hits, like the Gold Digger, Stronger. Mm-hmm. Like that's like the what Drake is kind of excels Drake. At. That's the Kanye right there.
That's true, actually.
But I do agree with you though, production wise, because I just got done listening to Vultures, not the whole thing, but it was one song. Oh, Do It, Carnival, of course, but Do It, oh man, given.
And Vultures itself, the track too, so.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think I like Daryl's point. So okay, that even bolsters to my point though.
Because he is like
you're above them. You're above them. So at that point, yes.
It's like you're punching down.
Yeah. To me.
It is kind of like you're punching down because it's like, bro, you're all three of them at different parts of your career.
Correct. Exactly. I actually fuck with that because I think that's my beef with – it's funny because the big three – obviously, I'm a side on Kendrick's side, but they all have attributes why I like them differently.
Who y'all riding with in the beef? Forget that. Hold on. Who y'all riding with the beef? Like you team Drake, team Cole, team Kendrick. Dang. Like, and then whoever falls under just falls under that.
Yeah. But
like me, myself.
Yeah.
Team fucking Cole. Cole, this is your time to fucking shine. This is your time to rap. You said, if a nigga diss me, I'm going to hit you back like direct call. Yep. It's time. You've been saying this your whole career that niggas can't fuck with you. Niggas can't out-rap you. You out-rapped everybody on features. This is the time.
He did. And then not to mention, like, what was it? Oh, yeah. Like, he did that diss on that 1986 track. Oh.
1986.
Classic. I wouldn't say classic. I feel like the Wale diss was kind of harder.
The Wale diss, which one?
When he came out with that little two-pack EP, it was like one was addressed to Wale and the other one was addressed to, like, Kanye.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay, I got you.
But that's not a hard diss. I want to hear, like...
That's hilarious.
Dog, like that is a... That shit is the song of the fucking summer.
Oh, yeah, no, that's going to be the song.
The beat is fucking... Like, I heard the beat growing up, of course, obviously. Right. Everlasting bass. Like, like, the way Metro flipped that fucking...
That shit is so hard, bro.
For real. It's because what got me excited for was when they were at Rolling Loud, and I seen the video where Travis was like, hey, yo,
play that.
I was like, what is she talking about? And all of a sudden, because I turned my volume all the way up because it sounded low in the back, so turn it up, and all of a sudden I heard it, and I heard that bass. I was like, okay, this song got some bass to it, because I hear a brrr, I'm like, okay, okay. But when I heard the actual song, didn't even know the album had features until I listened. I was like...
Yeah, you know what's funny? Me and Daryl were on StreamYard just talking about like pause stuff, and he was like, "Oh shit, he had sent it." Like Kendrick came out with a verse on the first read. It was like, "Oh shit, he's saying a little something," but when you play it and hear it, completely different, bro. It's completely different. Completely different. I was like, "Oh shit."
His future verse was hard as fuck too in the beginning.
Yes, the hook brings it all together and shit too. But honestly,
that's scary because that's the best out of all people who diss Drake. That's the best one.
Yeah. The
by far, because it's deeper than a diss. It's a hit, so it's gonna get played all summer.
And it's just a feature. It's not even his song.
It ain't a battle rap. It's a battle rap, but it's in the hit, bro. It's like, that's like the Tupac hit 'em up formula. Like,
yes,
they play that shit in the club. It's a rap, bro.
Oh, man. And the beat is so fucking beach toe. Oh my god, that shit's crazy.
I'm gonna do
when they get a West Coast DJ to mix that.
It's gonna be wild. Everlasting bass into the. Oh man,
it's gonna be wild. So, okay, it's funny because they're lumping Kendrick with Future and Metro, but I feel like their beefs are just separate, but they're just team fuck Drake. So it's like they're obviously on the team.
I think niggas is teaming up to get Drake out of here.
Okay, but
I don't know what they got on Drake to use.
It's going
to
be Avengers.
But this is the first hit right here.
Right, but I said,
is a certified summer banger, bro. Hit. Like, it's tough.
Young dope dealer selling dope.
But what I don't like is that they're all on the same team. So in the comments, I get a little upset. Yeah, but then the Weeknd is
on that team too.
He is, but then people are like, oh, Kendrick had to gang up with people to beat Drake. And in my head, I'm like, if you look on the comments, that's all they say. And I'm like,
that's not true. Because Drake teamed up with J. Cole to sneak this Kendrick on first person shooter. Why he did this by himself?
Because the thing is, it's like, I've gotten that argument before. Like, oh man, nah, Kendrick's verse wasn't, but like, he's not better because, Drake and Cole been on features for the last 5 years, and where's Kendrick been? I'm like, he had to take care of his mental health.
Okay. Rant time.
And that's where
rant time.
That's what makes me not pick Kendrick, because not the mental health thing, but the fact that you get the luxury and you abuse the system. Like, you drop an album every 5 years, like one.
But
Drake is consistent. Every summer he got something coming. Cole took a break, but then Cole got super active.
What feature?
And it's like, it's like low key to me. It's like
bro, ever since 2018,
yeah,
where he been
on features? J. Cole been on features consistently. I seen the list he put on TikTok. Consistent. I was like, yeah, he was on it. Yeah, he was on that song. Yeah, he was on that song too. Yep. Cause I can name three right off the top. You got All My Life, you got London with Bia, and the song he did with Lil Gotti.
The London.
Yeah.
Oh, the London, yes, right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, he's been consistent. You know, he didn't really release any of his stuff until, you know.
It don't matter, bro. He's active.
But he was active though on features.
Yeah, he's same active. Drake is active.
Every time Drake does a feature with somebody, always go platinum.
Well, it won't be with Future no more or Ross, but yes.
And that was the thing. Like, I missed the combination between Future and Drake.
If I'm being completely honest, I hope we get some competition. I know that J. Cole is going to respond on this album.
I know Drake's responding.
So I'm waiting for Drake. Drake is
going to respond?
I hope so, because all these videos.
Drake is going to respond probably quicker than Cole.
Yeah, Cole going to need some time, because especially
Cole and Kendrick is friendly competition. Drake and Kendrick is not friendly competition. No, they don't like each other.
No, that's beef.
Because what I read in, like, on Genius.com when I was reading the lyrics and the commentary of Kendrick's verse, it was saying that Kendrick has been, like, tied or, what's the word? Like, he's always been compared to, with Drake and J. Cole, his, you know, a good chunk of his career.
Mm-hmm. What's his burner account? I forgot his burner account. I need some competition. I want to hear a rebuttal like today.
I think they should do Royal Rumble style. They should just have like anybody who feels like they want to throw themselves in the ring, go for it. Like,
don't say that because
public opinion, y'all know the internet is vicious. Like, if somebody said they coming out, no Diddy, the internet would be like, no, bro. Like, Ye can say it, but after talking to y'all, I don't know if he should.
He can say it, but he shouldn't need.
We laughed Big Sean out the room because he had terrible timing, but. Like Big Sean said, if he was more consistent, he could say something. He can't say nothing now.
Exactly.
He can compete for like level B, like Wale and them.
Exactly. Meek, Wale, him, all of
that. I don't even think Meek is level B. I think Meek like level C, bro.
Oh shit, we moving him down? No Diddy?
He like being down there.
Oh god, bro. Yeah,
Mills.
I don't honestly. Oh shit. we're gonna get some good music, so I can't wait. Although
what team y'all riding with though?
Oh,
y'all
I'm always King Kendrick. You don't have to ask. It's
Cody. Who you riding with, bro? Sorry, what team you on?
My camera. That's a good question.
Wait, Daryl, you're Cole, right?
I'm Team Cole. And
okay,
like pick I Drake, said, pick Drake, Cole, pick Drake, pick Team Drake. Cole is the safest choice.
Pick Drake. It honestly is, because I'm not scared if Cole washes which I don't think there'll ever be a wash between Kendrick and Cole, because to me they're lyrically great. So even if Cole, if I admit defeat and Kendrick had the
even if Cole loses, it's like, fine.
It's Kendrick, and it's Cole. So if either way, it's A and B to me. Now the problem
Kendrick
is
Kendrick might try and get Drake out of here though.
It's that's the problem. If somehow Drake comes harder than Kendrick, then I'm never gonna live it down, and it's gonna hurt me. I love Drake for his R&B and his singing. And
Drake, I mean, because knowing Drake
out-rap Kendrick, that'll be insane.
That's crazy because the crazy thing is he's battle tested.
He is.
He's been battle tested. He deals.
Cole is the only one who hasn't been. So,
oh, that's true.
But like there, that's Daryl's point. He brought up.
But that's my point though. This is Cole's time to finally. It's like the kid who like take karate all year. And the bully finally pick you, and it's like, nigga,
give me your lunch money. Oh, I've been waiting for this, baby.
I've been waiting. That's Cole. So Cole should dissect Kendrick for real.
Wait.
Cole can say a lot to Kendrick. That's the thing. Like with Drake and Kendrick, I feel like Kendrick can say a lot to Drake.
I mean, Cole could say he put Kendrick on and literally just.
But with Cole and Kendrick, I feel like Cole can say a lot to Kendrick because Kendrick did duck the smoke from Cole. That is true. And I'm not talking about like beef. I'm talking about rap. Like that DJ Drama song, it was on the album and Kendrick only did the hook. He didn't do a verse. And then it came out that Cole did the verse and like Kendrick heard it and decided to like duck it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm Team Cole. I want to see what Cole gonna do. No Diddy.
So. What if we gonna check on what Aubrey has coming out or his dad?
Drake. I think if Drake outrap Kendrick, we gotta change the list.
I might have to not be on here anymore because.
I'm talking about like greatest of all time. Like we might have to put Drake at one.
Honestly, I guess I would have to.
Like I would have to put Drake over Jay. Like if and he I would rap Kendrick, like, yeah. What? That's crazy.
It's up time because that would be. I'm not even gonna lie.
Because out of the big three, I think Drake is the worst rapper.
Okay, but I don't.
And I think Cole is one, and I think Kendrick in the middle.
You can't tell people like they don't. They don't.
But if Drake out-rap Kendrick.
I don't. Drake is, and it sucks because I like him for all different reasons, right? My lyricist is Kendrick and Cole all day, bro. All fucking day. But when I want to go to fucking, I want to hear a bop. I want to hear some Drake. Shit where my favorite Drake is like R&B Drake. Cameras, whatever. What's the John B sample? My favorite Drake song is Cameras and the Good Ones Go or whatever. Like, I like R&B Drake. That's my shit. And that's the bottom Drake.
I like Caribbean Drake.
Okay, so we have our vibes, right? So why do I have to fucking pick? Because I know lyrically, Kendrick and Cole, I feel like Drake can't fuck with them like that, lyrically.
I think Drake can contend, but I don't think Drake can out-rap either one. But if he out-rapped Kendrick, that's...
Because just look at the 16 that are the verse that Kendrick spit. We had to break down the E-40 line, bro. I didn't even the first.
Oh, I knew times. That. When I heard that line the first time, I was like, he rapped.
That's cold, bro.
Yeah, same.
So like his entendres, like, and I hate being in the comments because they'd be like, Drake spit all these bars. Drake be spitting, but Drake's to me, and this is a bad comparison because I don't want to bring Wayne into the conversation. Drake is like a Wayne to me. He got these slick ass lines that are clean as fuck, but they're not deep per se. There's nothing to break down.
I will say when it comes to Drake subbing a rapper, he might be best.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
I didn't know he was this
more amps. That's true. That's
like
true.
That really like that caught me off guard.
That's true.
I had no idea. Like I was really perplexed. Like,
to be honest, I don't think nobody
the verse, and I'm like, that was feature. He was saying it back then. I'm like, oh wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
He's so, good at that, but I don't think he can out-rap Kendrick.
I don't think But, I mean, again, if we're being real, Drake, bigger artist, right? Obviously, duh, no shit. Bigger than Cole, bigger than Kendrick, no shit, right? Everybody knows discography is pretty crazy, right? So there's like, I don't, in my mind, they're, we call them the big three, and they're good for
They're called the big three for a reason. Exactly. They all excel at one thing.
Right.
One to two things.
Right. So.
Because discography-wise, I think Cole got the best discography.
Yeah, he do.
Discography, yeah. Yeah.
Discography-wise, Cole.
Let's do that next week. Let's do that next week. Cole, Drake, Kendrick discography. We'll take all of their albums and tear them out all together.
Man.
Okay.
That's going to be fire. Drake going to have hella albums, but oh well. He's going to run the field in like every category, but cool. Let's do it. That's just
going to be fire. Yeah, but it will be. It'll be interesting because the Drake albums, they're going to be graded.
Mm-hmm. That's actually...
Y'all going to be surprised. Because some of them albums ain't that good.
I was just going to say real quick, what's Drake's last good album? From both of y'all, what do y'all think?
His last good album?
Yes.
Solo?
I mean, I really like Her Loss, but...
Yeah.
But solo album?
Yeah.
I like CLB.
Yeah.
Okay, CLB was cool.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for...
I like Scorpion, the first album.
What did they put? Nothing was the same for number one. Okay, you said what, Daryl?
I said I like Scorpion, the rap side.
Okay.
Mm. But anyway, we're going away. Yeah, but yeah, we'll do that next week, for sure.
That's just going to be fire.
But yeah, man, so I'm Team Cole. Will is Team Kendrick. Cody is Team...
Drake. Cole. No, you're Cole. You're Cole.
Nah. It's hard, because I'm a K-Dot fan, too.
I mean, realistically speaking, like Daryl said, Cole's been more consistent. So if we're being completely honest, the only other comeback I can say is... quality over quantity. Kendrick has a dope discog, but you could argue that because it's J. Cole and his discog is pretty fucking solid. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a toss up, but what you picking? You got to pick one.
I don't wanna.
Pick one.
Okay.
Jermaine.
Yes,
I'm gonna have to go with Team Cole.
Coach. I just want to see what Cole can do. Like, I'm more interested in that than anything else. I want to see what Cole is going to do. Cole got the jab that he needed. Now it's time to see, like, how you gonna like respond. Like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You got no pressure, really.
Honestly, you don't. Even though it's Kendrick,
I mean, you gonna get clowned if the diss is weak.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think Cole can put out mid. He's been too like fire, so I don't think that's even possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the one that should be getting criticized the most is Kendrick.
He hasn't been out.
He hasn't been active.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the sign.
I mean, hopefully he on PG now. He'll run his own shit. Let's go.
Right.
Way to start it. That's for sure. Because like that is fire. So.
Very interesting. I will say that. Yeah. I don't know where the Rick Ross Drake beef falls into it. I'm interested in that. I wonder like how it's going to line up. Because Cole and Drake, they're on the same team. Even if they're not actively doing songs together, they're on the same team. And then you got, on the opposite side, Future, bro. Oh, my gosh. Out of all rappers that could diss Drake, Future might be the most dangerous one because it ain't going to be no regular diss, bro. It's going to be like, he gonna be having his girl in the video, some right. shit.
Like, I was gonna say that's funny. I don't need like Future wouldn't be for some reason the name that popped up when I think like Drake.
He'll name a song after your girl,
but it makes sense, bro. Yeah. It's tricky out here. I can't wait for this next album next week. It's about to be fucking fire.
Yeah, because what happened if they go back in? No, oh my kidding. God, bro. What if they got like a Like That Part 2 with another iconic beat and they just flipped it? And instead of Kendrick, they got like Pusha T on there or some shit.
Oh my God.
Going He's crazy. Done.
He's done. He definitely got to get his dad on Insta again.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye is on this next one.
Oh, Lord.
I honestly.
And wait, I wouldn't be surprised if Ye hopped out the window and dissed all three of them.
When that would actually, I could see that happening. I'm not even lying. I could definitely see that happening.
Knowing Kanye, he probably wouldn't even acknowledge J. Cole. He would probably, like, disrespectful not acknowledge him. Like, he'd be like, nigga, you ain't got enough to talk to me. He'll diss Kendrick and Drake for sure.
Yeah, that's hilarious. If he did ignore, I almost said Rashad again.
He would ignore you. Hilarious. I know he would. He'll just make jokes. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, I can't. When 2 dates, 3/22/24 and 4/12/24. Okay, so the 12th. Okay. Man.
Get ready.
I can't wait. We might have to stream on Twitch because I feel like Twitch doesn't care. And I watch people listen to full-ass albums on Twitch.
I watch people DJ on Twitch.
So I think we might need to like stream that when that comes out, maybe, and sit there and listen to it together or some shit. But yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
And what we got next? What we got next? Oh, music. So, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
The country album is out. We would play it, but copyright. So,
right.
We just going to talk about it real quick. She made a country album, guys, and she has Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus, two black country artists that I'd never heard of, but I'm interested to hear. Right. I'm interested to hear this album, not gonna lie. I just want to see what she's gonna do.
Yeah, I'm.
It might be good.
It might. So here's the track list. We got damn near 80 minutes worth, even though some tracks look like little preludes and stuff, a couple seconds. But I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to tell. I don't know what to expect. Obviously, we heard 16 Carriages and
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em. So we'll see this Post Malone and Miley Cyrus features on two separate songs seem interesting. I'm definitely going to run to those out of order just to see
just see what it is.
Yeah,
I'm interested. I don't know. It might change my life. Who knows?
Come back with a
cowboy. I might hat. Start buying 10 gallon hats or something.
Spurs. Exactly.
Wearing some boots. Trade in my car, buy a Mustang, like a horse. Who knows?
Damn.
Buy some chaps. Who knows?
Holy.
Might be an intro to dive into country music.
It might. We shall see. This was a part of, wasn't she going to make a whole series of like different albums or something?
Four albums. This is act two. So she halfway done. Ooh. I think after these last two, I think she might retire.
I mean, she's been making music for a while now. So
a very long time.
Oh, during the COVID. Oh, got you.
Yep. She got two more albums left.
Okay.
Well, and they're speculating that the next one is like a rock album.
Got it.
And wait, then the last one is the R&B that we all want.
Oh, bro.
The mid-2000 R&B Beyonce.
Okay, that would be lovely.
It would be.
So, and then she could be Dubai. Okay. All right. Well,
good luck.
Right. Okay, Beyonce.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get into some more music. This is our last topic, too.
Yes. Let's do a some. Okay, so this is and we have rappers with the best album discography ranked. So I just kind of want to go through it real quick, and then we can kind of like say
make our a piece. Quick little top five.
Yeah, but like, okay. So here's how many did they go to? I mean, we can go to like 50, but so for number one, discography, whole bodies of work. They got Kanye number one, Kendrick two, Nas third, Jay-Z fourth, 3K fifth, Tupac six, MF seven, eight for B.I.G., nine, Tribe, and 10 Tyler. Now, I'm going to run through real quick and just scroll and say some names. We already kind of talked about it, and we'll just kind of like go through it, you know, after. But they got Wayne at 11, Cole at 12, Travis 13, Ghost 14, Q 15, Dre 16, Rakim 17, Pusha T 18, Rocky 19, Denzel Curry is 20. I know a couple tracks from Curry, but 20 is wild to me. 21, Mos Def. 22, Lauryn Hill. M is 23. Joey, 24. DMX, 25. Childish, 26. Black Crowd, 27. Meth, 28. Common, 29.
Gibbs.
They got Gibbs before Snoop. No hate. Oh. Snoop's at 31. That's crazy. 32, Ray. Big Pun, 33. 34, Danny Brown. They got Danny Brown before Drake. I'm Team Kendrick, but what the fuck are y'all smoking?
Drake,
35.
That's GZA.
Yeah.
Red Man.
So how did, okay, I'm just, yeah, okay. GZA, 36. Prodigy, 37. Red, 38. Busta, 39. LL, 40. Talib, KRS, Guru, Kane, Luda, 50. At 46, to me, it's wild. The Weeknd, 46. Isaiah Rashad, 48. I don't know how he made top 50. Cool G Rap, 49. Chance, 50. The Game, 51. I'm going to stop right there, Kane.
All right, let's stop.
What all the right, hell, so bro?
We're going to play a fun little game, ranker.com, because I don't like that. So, we each go do five. Five okay. Rappers, right?
Okay.
Discography, like for their career. Mm-hmm. Your personal top five.
Okay.
It's not objective. We're not going to debate.
Okay.
Well, we might. I might. If you say something weird, I might question it. Like, bro, what? Who want to go first? Me.
Cody.
All right, Ben. I got it.
Okay. Okay.
So, five rappers, discography, total mm-hmm. bodies of work.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion, my top five, I'm going to do mm-hmm. it in order to make it mm-hmm. even tougher. Entering at number five for me, I'm going to say Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Okay.
Is number five. Doggy style, all the features. I can't. He'll yeah. icon for me. Number four. Number four, I'm going to pick Drake. Drizzy.
This is going to be funny. I wrote mine down, so let's see if your list is mine. Okay, go
ahead. Okay, I got Drake number four.
Okay.
Number three, I got J. Cole.
Okay.
Number two, Tupac Shakur.
Shakur?
Number two, bro, Machiavelli, all that. But Machiavelli, never mind. I was about to go in the whole tangent, but... To those who know that the Machiavelli album is insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'm going to have to go with... Man, I'll have to go with Jay, Hove, Jigga Man.
Okay.
That too.
Okay.
Honorable mention, 50 Cent.
Can't okay. be mad at it. Yep. Okay. Okay.
There's a person that I didn't say, and it hurts.
Who?
I didn't say Lil Wayne.
Okay. I thought you were going My bottom two are the same as your two.
I should say Lil Wayne, but...
Yeah. But this is objective, too. But, okay. But even if we're putting the discography together, they have Wayne at 11. Based on this list, they got Tyler before him, A Tribe, Biggie, MF, Tupac, K, Jay-Z, Nas, Kendrick, and Kanye. So if you were to move Wayne...
I would have to replace Wayne with Snoop. That's the only way.
Okay, in your list. Got you. Okay, got you. Yeah. Got you. Got you. Got you. Got you. Okay.
Which I could do. It wouldn't be bad. Because I get all the Wayne mixtapes.
Correct. Okay.
And demolish them.
Cody, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
Well, I'm interested.
Let's see. Yeah, Cody's pick. Let's see Cody's pick.
For me, it'll, in no particular order, it'll go Kendrick, Cole, Drake.
Mm-hmm. Damn, he got the big three in his shit.
Big three, all three of them.
Okay.
That's a rich music you're going to be having there for a minute.
Word. Oh, yeah. Let me see. XO, big three.
I didn't say Future.
Yeah, Future's in there. Future's in there because listen to his stuff is just it just smack. And I would say, dang, my last one is a little.
That last one is always difficult.
Yeah. I'll just throw them in there. It may change, but that'll be in there. Wayne.
Okay.
Wayne.
So wait.
No, like legendary old rappers, bro. You hate old rap.
You said what?
You ain't pick no like legendary old rappers. You hate old rap.
No, it's just I never really took the time out to actually like listen to them. Like
when you started listening to rap, like how old were you
when I started listening to rap?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, like a kid, like elementary.
It can't be because you ain't named none of the old
men. Well, because a lot of who I listened to, it was a lot, like because during that time it had a whole lot of people coming out. Ja Rule, then at some time it had Lil Jon and Ying Yang Twins, all, you know, these different types of rappers that came out with their music and stuff. And with,
so you started listening like early 2000s.
Yeah,
you just dated yourself.
Roughly. And I'm still young. I'm still a spring chicken.
Yeah, okay, whatever, man.
But no, when I actually started like sitting down, listening to the lyrics and stuff like that, was more like high school with Lil Wayne, because I was huge on Wayne. Every time he do a feature, or he drop a song, I'm listening, and because the guys at school be like, man, bro, did you hear what Wayne said? Blip, 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 blip. I'm like, okay, well, let me go listen. And I listen, I'm like, I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, dang, okay. Especially when he did one of his songs that lyrically he was dope in, Cannon.
What? What song? Which one?
Cannon.
Yeah, that was the one. Dedication 2 was the one that got us like, oh, he rapping.
Yeah, he rapping.
The song that got me when I was like, yo, Wayne might be the best rapper, was when he rapped on Stunt Was My Habit on the mixtape Dedication 3.
Oh, man.
I was like, yo, he can rap, bro.
No, he can spit. I'm talking about mixtape.
Dedication 3, all those Drought Is Overs.
Oh, the drought.
Even when he started the Yo Money mixtapes with Currency and Mac Main, that shit was hard.
Oh, damn.
The
Mac Main. God damn.
The Dead Presidents with him and Currency was hard.
Bro,
Listen, because I promise Lil Wayne was the reason why mixtapes blow up.
Lil Wayne's in my top five. I gotta kick Snoop out, bro. Sorry. Lil Wayne was so integral in like high school life, like no Diddy. When Lollipop came out.
Lollipop.
Bro, that was a time. That was an era.
That was literally.
I mean, when I tell you with Wayne, I'm talking, I'm listening to almost every song that dropped. Oh, yeah, such and such featuring Lil Wayne. Oh, I gotta listen. I'm only here for Wayne part. Let me speed it up.
Bro, they used to do mixtapes with just Wayne verses on the features. It'll be like a 50-song mixtape. It is just Wayne verses on features.
Even his freestyles and stuff that he'll rap on TV. Like the what was it? Rap City. He was like live from the gotcha. Live from the 504. It's Mr. Crazy Flow jumping like a bunch of no ropes. I said, oh my god, what? Wait.
Snapping.
Yep. That was on a mixtape.
But you know Wayne's influence was that sir. He was on that lean.
Hey man, whatever it takes.
Hey, he drunk and he was boom.
Yeah, Wayne's in my top five now. So that's your five. All right, Will, your turn. Who's your five?
So my bottom two are like yours, Gerald. It's Snoop and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top three are in no order. Ye, Kendrick, and Wayne. So my list basically would be
it's the Kanye, same as mine, except mine is
Kendrick. Exactly, Wayne, Drake, and Snoop. So that would be my five. A little bit of like some upper echelon. Like I feel bad because Pac's not on there, Big not on there, Jay-Z's not on there. But I kind of like
gotta be.
So I gotta, but I got some Snoop. But then I gotta make room for Wayne because he's gotta be in there. K-Dot's my favorite right now. I can't ignore Kanye's contribution and all of his great work. And then Drake's in there too, even though, again, I'm Team Kendrick, but Drake is still in my top five. So, yeah.
It's tough. That's tough, actually. Because four and five, I could swap out.
Mm-hmm. Snoop can get swapped for me, probably. And if
I can swap out Snoop for Lil Wayne. Like, I wouldn't be mad.
Exactly. And I could do the same and swap Snoop for, I guess, like Pac or, you know, even Jay-Z, Pac. Actually.
Pac. Jay and Drake is staying for me. The others can get rotated.
Yeah, so my two that would have to stay would probably be Kendrick and Wayne are kind of my non-negotiables, I think, that they have to stay.
Yeah.
And even Kanye is making me think, like, I should probably cement him in too. But even, Kendrick and Wayne just got to stay. So, yeah, for me. Yeah, all high school was Wayne, bro. I remember walking home on my Sidekick, typing the lyrics as I'm listening to him, like rap, literally, just to like memorize it. I would type. I would just run.
I knew exactly where I was at when I downloaded. Like, all right, story time.
Let's go.
Will was there. We camped out for the Dornbecker ones.
Oh shit! Right? Yeah,
Caesar's crazy Palace. Night. Almost got shot. It was wild.
Literally,
we camped out for that. Right. Mm-hmm. When we got home, Dedication 3 came out. I downloaded Dedication 3 that day, and then like my computer just dissolved.
Back when you wanted to listen to a Wayne mixtape or something, you got to download LimeWire and download it from there.
Right?
No. I went on that Piff.
Mixtape era, blog era.
I didn't like certain ones because, not because of the music, it'd be the tags that be getting me because it's like, no DJs. Oh,
yeah. Where'd you find it? Damn, son.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Dang, son. Where'd you find
this?
Tropaholic's mixtape.
But it worked, though.
Facts.
It worked. It let me know that it's like authentic, like it's real. Like
I know
they made
the
that
mixtape.
Yeah, bro.
Sorry for the wait.
Yeah, man, that was
the first Sorry for the Wait was hard. No Sil, man, we got to make that an episode. Actually, no, nah, we talking about it right now. Fuck it. Best Wayne mixtape. I got my pick.
Dang, why you have to say?
Hold on, though. Actually, let me pull it up on the computer. Just so we can. You said Wayne mixtapes only, right?
Yeah, just mixtapes, no albums.
Holy shit!
Okay. I got my top three actually.
Dedications, the No Ceilings. What am I missing? Droughts. Wait. You said one mixtape, not series. One mixtape.
One.
Oh, come on, bro. You can't do that. No, No. Is it a dedication or a drought for you?
Neither.
No Ceilings?
No Ceilings. That's the one I was thinking about. Thank you.
No Ceilings is like...
Hold on.
We talking look. About Pete rapping Wayne on a mixtape? No Ceilings is Pete, bro.
Wasted.
Ice Cream Cake Jump, Swag Surf, fucking Throw It in the Bag remix. What else?
Run This Town.
Run This Town. Pretty hard. DLA. Yep. Nah, bro. That's it.
Crazy. What's this? Oh, Let's Do It. I'm about to get hate. I don't remember this.
Oh, Let's Do It.
Mixtapes. I have to find the list. Ooh-wee.
No Ceilings is, in my opinion, Wayne's best mixtape.
Oh, come on. I got
he
ads
said,
on that shit.
You know what he said? I'm Wheezy Mother effing. History in the making. Son, he said something like that. Well, No Ceilings.
Okay, so No Ceilings for Daryl. Oh, man. I think Dedication 2 was fire. Was it the drought?
Dedication 2 is fire, but lyrically, it's not his best mixtape. That was when he was, like, still getting it together. Job 3 is hard, too, though. Because you got Upgrade You.
Yeah, bro.
What's that one song, that Youngblood's song? Fuck, what is it called? It's on there.
Hold on, let me... God, stupid ads, bro. Oh, my God. Yes. That's old ass memories, bro. That's old ass memories, bro. I can't even. That's wild. I keep losing it. Blooded, King Kong, Dipset, for Walk It Out. Okay. Versus, where was Drought?
Drought 3's good. Dedication 3 was tough, too, though.
Yeah, that's the Dedication 2. Wait, hold on. What was it on Dedication 2? They Still Like Me, I'm the Best. Canon featuring Willie the Kid. Okay, shit. I remember that.
Dedication 2 got the most infamous
Sports Center
song beat of all time.
Hustlin', definitely remember.
Everybody rapped on that Canon beat.
Yes, everybody.
Everybody. It was to the point where it was like a standalone song on other
by itself, yeah.
DJ Drama mixtapes.
Dedication, Do's and Don'ts of Young Money. Or Like Me, James.
Dedication 3 was hard.
I was easy. Stuntin' featuring Drake. That's hilarious. When this come out, 08. Yeah. That's pretty. That's old Drake. Man, you know what?
Dedication 3 is hard, bro. Sorry for the wait. The first one, tough.
You said the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Where is it?
Drought is Over 4. I think that's the best one for that series.
Gucci Gucci, Marvin's Room. Yeah, Frax. Run the World. Oh, shit. I remember that. Okay. Wow. God, this was in 2011. Damn.
Oh, let's do it.
What? Oh, let's do it.
Jot is Over 4 is a good one too. Y'all really trying to pick one, huh?
I'm just trying. I'm like remembering all like.
Man, just do it, Cody. Man, just be like no ceilings, because it is. It's the best one.
I mean, I guess. Is that your wait? The best one being your favorite too, or no? Do you have a different favorite? Because I think that's like
two favorites.
That's where I'm like struggling. His best work, sure.
I got two favorites. Because the second favorite, it ain't even on this list.
Who? But, what?
Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like my second favorite one. It's either Louisiana or which one had Zoo on there? Whichever one that was.
Oh, welcome to the Zoo.
Whichever one that was. I think it was Young Money President or something like that. Louisiana. Whichever one that one was.
That was the one with Mac Maine. Was that not a drought?
I think it might be not a drought. Whichever one that one was, that's like my second favorite one. But that's my personal second favorite.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
Because he had Quality Time on there. I think he had that Comfortable verse out early, I think. Quiet Time. Yeah, he had some on there.
Bro, yeah. Wayne's a goat. Fuck.
I always say Mixtape Wayne is the greatest rapper of all time.
I don't think that can be argued. I don't.
It just don't count in the like official rapper list, but Mixtape Wayne is the best rapper.
So your five is who? Remind me of your five, Daryl.
I switched out Snoop for Wayne, so I got Wayne at 5-4. I got who I had up for? Cole or Drake, one of those.
Uh-huh. Oh, Drake. And then Cole.
Three was Cole. Two was Tupac. One was Jay.
Okay. I mean, damn, you got both Carters on there, so.
I do. So I'm good.
You kind of solid on that shit. Oh, man.
I should have picked Cotton, but it's cool. But you know what? Let's put a button on this and call it a day.
Yeah.
This was, what number episode was this? 10?
10. 10? Big old 10, bruh.
We finally hit the double digits.
We did, bruh.
Episode 10. Hope y'all had fun, man. It was fun for us, for sure. This was a good, warm-up jumper. Get back out there.
For sure. For sure.
It's hooping time, right, Cody?
It's fucking
Power Rangers. All right, man. Episode 10, we out, man. See y'all next week.
Peace.